The Human Podcast features weekly service audio from the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia. Please visit us at human.org.
Good morning, Human.
Good morning.
My name is Sasha Greenbuehl, a Human Youth member and your worship associate for today. On behalf of Reverend Dave Dunn, who is currently on sabbatical, Director of Religious Exploration Lexi T. Brown, Music Director Alex Peach, my fellow worship associates, and the dedicated technical team that is making today's live stream possible, I would like to welcome you to Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation, which we lovingly call Human. We are a liberal faith community with the mission to nurture our spirit, strive for justice, and transform the world. No matter who you are, who you love, or where you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. Join us as we, Human's Youth, present our annual Sunday service. From the mouths of babes, we will explore the confused minds of the senior youth to see if we can make some sense of it. And now, an announcement from Martin Podorowski and Lexi T. Brown from the Stewardship Campaign.
Top of the morning to you. I'm Martin O. Podorowski from the Stewardship Committee. And if you haven't turned in your pledge for our 2024-25 Stewardship Campaign, there's no better day than today. Please come see us at the Stewardship Table in the lobby right after service. And enjoy a spring treat and get your celebratory bead necklace. Thanks.
Good morning, beloved community. I missed the memo, sorry. Today marks a special occasion in our congregation as we celebrate the leadership and independence of our youth. It's a testimony to the strength and vision of the young minds that they have taken the reins of today's service, from the readings to the music selection and everything in between. As the Director of Religious Exploration here at Human, witnessing the dedication and passion fills me with immense pride and hope for our future. Independence and leadership is not just a theme for today's service. They are the values that resonate deeply within our community. As we nurture these qualities in our youth, we empower them to shape not only their own destinies, but also the world around them. As a reminder that leadership knows no age, and every voice, regardless of age or experience, has the power to inspire and enact change. As we delve into the spirit of stewardship, I am reminded of my own journey here at Human. As one of the few paid employees, I have the privilege of witnessing firsthand the impact of the community's generosity. Your support not only sustains our programs and initiatives, but also enables us to create spaces where independence and leadership is held so highly. It is a testimony to the belief that we invest in each other when we invest in each other, we invest in a brighter, more inclusive future for all. As we embark on the journey of stewardship, I invite you to reflect on the values of independence and leadership that we hold dear. Let us pledge not only our financial resources, but also our time, talents, and energy towards building a community where everyone has the opportunity to lead and be heard. Thank you for your unwavering support and dedication to sharing this shared vision. Together, let us continue to uplift and empower each other on this journey in faith and spirituality.
To live in this world, you must be able to do three things: to love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones, knowing your own life depends on it, and when the time comes to let it go, to let it go.
And now let us light our chalice together. We light this chalice because we're Unitarian Universalists, and that's what we do.
This passage is taken from 7,000 Ways to Listen by Mark Nepo. Lynn Hartley, an independent educator who lives in the wilds of the Yukon, tells the story of two skiers crossing a frozen lake at night. Sliding through the snow with flashlights, they came upon a moose that had fallen through the ice. The enormous creature was stuck shoulder high. It was clear the moose couldn't get out, and they alone couldn't pull it out. The temperature was dropping. So they stayed the night, and though the moose resisted, they covered it with their tent, settling in to shine their small lights on its face and on the edges of the broken ice to keep the ice from freezing into shards that would cut the moose. In the morning, when the sun reappeared, they went for help. Together, they all roped the moose and slowly pulled it to the edge till it could find its own way out. This is a powerful metaphor for how to listen to and be with those who have fallen through. Stay close and keep them warm, resisting the urge to prematurely solve the situation. If nothing can be done, sit with them and withstand the urge to abandon those who seem stuck. Offer your tent and stay till the way out presents itself, not forcing a rescue. For life is long enough that we will have our turn at falling through and being stuck, and at coming upon the fallen, not knowing what to do. Before we meet like this, help me learn the skill of heart that lets love meet truth like small lights on ice. In the truth of each other, there is a way out.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Leadership and what comes with it. What is leadership? This is a hard question to answer as the definition changes from person to person. So while I can't tell you the exact definition, I can tell you what it means to me. Leadership for me is putting others' physical well-being before yours. It's making sure that everyone is doing their part to make whatever you're doing run smoothly. Now, you all probably noticed I said physical well-being. This is because nothing trumps the importance of your own mental health. No matter the situation, if you are not in a good mental headspace, then the help you give to someone else is kind of like giving a Coda a lifeguard uniform and telling him to save someone from drowning. Joel's definition of leadership is different from mine, as his is that you are to command but also listen to the people around you, to hear what they want and need. Sasha's is being the first to do something that scares you and helping others overcome it. Emmy's is putting the group's goals first and kind of helping others through the tough situations. Now, I know many adults think teens are these mystical, moody beings that don't care about anything except social media and what's for dinner. This is only partly true. We do really care about what's for dinner. But for us, our minds are developing, and so is our definition of leadership. Now, you are also wondering how us teens use the secret language of Snapchat and Instagram to use leadership in our lives. Well, you're in luck, because I'm fluent and moody hormonal beast. As a teen, I've had to use leadership in many different ways, whether it's on sports teams or in school. It changes based on the situation. Typically, the way to demonstrate leadership as a teen is through group activities, but not by being bossy, but by learning about each individual and kind of helping them guide themselves into the right direction. With teens, if you tell us to do something, we may do it, but we'll be talking trash about you in our heads. If you help guide us towards a way that works for our learning style, we aren't going to say it, but that earns you a lot of respect and maybe some brownie points. Now, there may only be four of us in this program, but we have not shied away from leadership opportunities. Last summer, Joel Shanahan volunteered at SUSE as a group lead. He helped guide groups and teens in team building events, but also made sure they are having a good time. Sasha Greenville has joined the Worship Association, is now a worship associate for many of our services here at this church. Emmy Podorowski has volunteered many of our volunteer outings and has helped us pick out some of the places that we have gone. Now, in this modern age, everyone's definition of leadership has had to change, whether it be politically or socially. We have seen young men and women enter the political world to take on the fossils that govern our modern society. Socially, we have seen activists as young as 14 start movements that rally millions of people into supporting them. Economically, we have seen 15-year-olds becoming business moguls and making hundreds of thousands of dollars each year and taking that money and using it for good. We are in a new day and age where the old white man does not control the world. My generation is up next, and we can fix the problems the previous generations left for us. We are the leaders of tomorrow, and no matter what some old boomer with their head in the sand says, we can make the impossible possible. The sky is the limit for us. All we need is a breeze. My journey with leadership has not been an easy one. I used to be a follower. Now that my confidence has grown and my leadership skills have as well, I'm one of the leaders on my high school basketball and track teams, as the younger kids look up to me as an example. At UMIN, my leadership has grown tremendously. In the senior youth groups, our teachers said that we demonstrate leadership with our desire to do stuff outside of the classroom, whether it be group outings or volunteering for different organizations. We have the motivation to figure these things out with minimal adult help. Our group has also decided to participate in the trivia night that was offered at the Harvest Moon auction, where all the proceeds go back into the church that we are happy to call our community. But outside of church, my journey has not been the smoothest. Through freshman year, I was following the wrong people and ended up caught in a cycle of addiction. It was almost an entire year where I kept making the wrong choices. It affected my relationship with my parents and also my friends. At the end, when I was quitting, I was in group therapy, and I started helping people with their own problems and developing leadership skills through workshops that we did there. I was in there for about 3 months, and over the summer, I didn't really hang out with my old friends. I gave up on them. I was being my own leader. Now, at my new school, in just the short time I've been there, I've become leader in many groups. On the basketball team, I was looked up to by the younger players and had to lean into that leadership role. On the track team, I help lead the team through stretches and keep them on task so we can succeed as a unit. Now, going into the workforce, there are going to be small instances where I have to take charge. It won't be as often, as I am only 16 and very impulsive. If they gave me free range, I would bring back nap time and put bouncy houses in the break room. The future of our congregation is relying on the leadership of the young members we have here. We are helping find ideas to make the community better and also get involved. As we enter the scary adult society, we must take the leadership skills adults have sculpted for us and use them to make our tomorrow a better place for us all. Even if that means high-tech retirement homes that teach the generations before us how to use an iPad. In Galatians 6:9, it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." We can carry this saying no matter what faith we are, as it preaches the fact that if we do not give up on ourselves, we will reach great success. If we come together, not as enemies, but as one people, we will achieve things the human mind cannot fathom. We as one people are stronger than the hardest metals on earth. If we keep up what we are doing now as we become divided over small issues, there will be no earth for our grandchildren to enjoy. Our biggest threat is our own selves. If we use leadership to avoid escalating these small quarrels, then we as one can take on the enemy of our own destruction. So as the older generations age like fine wine, they need to take time to go back to some of the habits they had as a kid to escape the stress of being an adult. And as we go forward, not just as our congregation, but our world in its entirety, we need to listen to the youth, as the ideas they have can be revolutionary. Now, as we enter this new age, we need to inspire the leaders of tomorrow. If we can set up leadership workshops in schools, churches, and youth programs, and a hands-on gradual learning process, then these kids will be able to develop leadership skills at their own pace. Many kids don't have access to these types of programs and go off of what their parents teach them. This can be good for the first part of their lives, but eventually these kids become their own individuals with their own opinions and their own ideas. When they reach this stage of their life, they can't look to those adults close to them, as for this is a personal thing. If we show them certain situations, it will help them decide their definition of leadership for themselves. Let's help make the leaders of tomorrow and work for a better future. The 50-50 recipient for March is Cats in the Cradle.
Cats in the Cradle Incorporation is a no-kill, all-volunteer, non-profit organization dedicated to the rescue, care, and adoptions of stray and special needs cats and kittens. Cats in the Cradle believes that all cats and kittens deserve the chance to live a life that is free of hunger, fear, pain, and disease.
In an effort to fulfill and further the vision and mission of this congregation, we ask that our members and friends share of their time, treasure, and talents. With this, we will now take the offering. You may also give using the Giveify app. We accept this sacred offering generously given by our beloved members and friends. May we use it judiciously in service to our mission.
People often use the metaphor, growing wings, to describe gaining independence. Here's what I think it means to grow wings. W is for wing people. These are people who love me, support me, and always have my back, no matter what. People like my mom, dad, sister, grandparents, and close friends. We all need wing people in our lives, don't we? I is for independent thinking. I need to figure out my beliefs, what I stand for, by myself, without other people's influences swaying me a certain way. N is for needing community. As I leave this community that I was born into, I will need to form new relationships and create a new community once I'm at college. G is for remembering where the ground is. We need to remember where we are, where we came from, and not take that for granted. We all know what happened to Icarus when he flew too close to the sun. S is for SUSY, which stands for Southern Unitarian Universalist Summer Institute, where I gained leadership skills, opened up as a person, and made lifelong friends. This camp has helped me realize things about myself that no other experience has done. Throughout my time here at UMIN and in life, I have grown my wings. I feel ready to fly away my blue hen home at UD.
We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. The Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia, thanks you for listening to the Human Podcast. Background music, courtesy of Tim Moore from Pixabay.